Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 10th, 2026. OpenAI just dropped three models at once, Sol, Terra, and Luna. And Sol is beating Claude Fable 5 on Agent's last exam by 13 points at roughly a quarter of the cost.
That pricing gap is going to be the headline for a lot of enterprise buyers. A three-tier simultaneous launch is also just a different strategic move than we usually see. Let's get into it.
So the breakdown is Sol at the flagship end priced at $5 per million input tokens and $30 output, Terra in the middle, and Luna at the fast affordable end at 1 and 6. All three come with 1 million token context windows and a February 2026 knowledge cutoff. The standout addition is an ultra effort mode that spins up four parallel agents to tackle demanding tasks.
The reliability angle is interesting to me. Early testers are saying Sol isn't necessarily smarter than Fable, but is dramatically more reliable in practice. For production deployments, that distinction matters a lot more than raw benchmark numbers.
And speaking of benchmarks, we'll get to some controversy around those in a bit. But first, Meta is also making moves today. Alexander Wang shipped Muse Spark 1.1 just 3 months after the initial closed partner release, and it's now available via a public developer API.
3 months from closed partner to public API is a fast turnaround. What does the model actually do?
It leads Meta's lineup on agentic tool calling, computer use, and multimodal reasoning. The demo use case that stood out is it can extract frames from video and autonomously list products on Facebook Marketplace through browser control. Meta is keeping it on their own servers rather than third-party marketplaces for now.
That server distribution choice is worth watching. It keeps Meta in control of the access layer, which matters if they want to build a developer ecosystem on their own terms rather than someone else's.
Sticking with OpenAI for a moment, GPT is already baked into Microsoft 365 Copilot as the preferred model across Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Chat, and Calc. That upgrade happened essentially at the moment of launch.
That's the advantage of the Microsoft partnership in one move. OpenAI gets immediate enterprise scale without waiting for individual organizations to evaluate and adopt. The distribution is already there.
Also landing in Cursor today, all three GPT tiers are available, and Sol scores 67.2% on Cursor Bench. That puts it directly in competition with Claude Fable 5 for the coding IDE market.
Cursor users are probably the most benchmark literate segment of any user base, so that 67.2 number will get scrutinized closely. The coding IDE market is becoming a real proxy war for model preference among developers.
Shifting over to some other model news, ByteDance dropped C-Dream 5 Pro today, which is a design-first image model with layer separation for precision editing, multilingual support across 10-plus languages, and strong performance on infographics. It's approaching OpenAI's Images 2 territory on the benchmarks that matter for professional design work.
ByteDance building a design-native image stack quietly while everyone watches the LLM race is a smart lane to be in. And they've got a Cadence 2.5 video model expected later this month, so there's more coming.
And Cognition shipped SWE-1.7 today. That's their in-house coding model for the Devon agent, built on the open-source Kimi K2.7. It's approaching GPT and Opus-level benchmark scores while costing significantly less than frontier alternatives.
That's the open-source foundation story in a nutshell. If you can get near-frontier coding performance by building on top of Kimi K2.7, the pricing pressure on proprietary model providers is real.
Let's talk developer tools for a second. OpenAI expanded Codex today to support inline code editing within diffs and pull request reviews directly in a side panel. So more of the coding loop stays inside one tool without jumping to external review interfaces.
each workflow step Codex absorbs is one less reason to reach for a competing product. This is incremental, but directionally significant for developer stickiness.
And on the desktop app front, OpenAI's new unified ChatGPT desktop app rolled out globally today on macOS and Windows. It collapses the separate Codex and ChatGPT apps into one experience, mirroring what Anthropic did with the Claude desktop app. Work and Codex are available across all plans, including free. Sites is in beta for Pro and Plus users.
The consolidation mirrors Anthropic's move, but the including free part is notable. Lowering the floor for agentic workflows could drive a lot of adoption at the top of the funnel.
Moving into research and evals, this one is spicy. OpenAI audited SWE Bench Pro and estimates roughly 30% of its tasks are broken, advising caution when using it for model evaluation. The timing is not subtle. The post dropped shortly after Claude Fable 5 scored 80% on SWE Bench Pro versus GPT Sol's 64.6%.
So OpenAI is essentially saying the benchmark, where they're losing by 15 points, is unreliable. That's going to generate some pointed responses from Anthropic, I'd imagine. Benchmark credibility is clearly becoming a competitive weapon.
And on that same theme, enterprise platform DevRev released an open enterprise AI agent benchmark today. Their argument is that existing benchmarks like TauBench and Agents Last Exam don't test what enterprise employees actually do, where large context window handling often matters more than raw reasoning. The dataset, evaluation harness, and judging criteria are all fully open.
Open evals that anyone can audit are exactly what enterprise buyers need to cut through vendor claims. If DevRev's framework gets traction, it could become a real reference point for procurement decisions.
On the application side, OpenAI launched ChatGPT Work today, a GPT-powered agent that can act across apps and files, run for hours on complex projects, and produce finished outputs matched to templates and preferred style without requiring users to specify every step. It's rolling out now for Pro, Enterprise, and Edu, with Plus and Business coming in the next few days.
This is the direct answer to Claude Cowork, and the framing is important. OpenAI is explicitly positioning this as long-horizon multi-step enterprise work, not just chat. That's a meaningful shift in how they're describing their product.
Also in beta today, ChatGPT Sites, which lets Pro and Plus users generate and publish live web apps, personal focus apps, trip planners, city guides. Sites usage is included in existing plan limits during the beta. EU and UK support is coming soon.
Moving from assistant to publisher is a big step up the stack. The question is whether users actually want ChatGPT to be the place they build and host things, or whether that's a stretch too far.
One more from the applications bucket, GPT's upgraded computer use capabilities now let it inspect rendered outputs, not just generate the underlying code. So it can catch visual and functional issues and apply finishing touches autonomously, closing the loop on design work end-to-end.
Going from code generation to rendered result inspection is qualitatively different. That's the model actually seeing what the user sees, which changes what autonomous design assistance even means.
Let's move over to the business and industry news. Jensen Huang made some waves this week. He declared that traditional syntax-level coding is being rapidly replaced by agentic AI, that developers are shifting into higher-level roles as agent builders, and that every engineer at NVIDIA now prefers building agents over writing code directly. He framed it as a positive evolution, not job elimination.
When the CEO of the company building the hardware for all of this says traditional coding is dead, hiring managers and engineering curricula will start adjusting. That kind of signal from Huang carries real weight, even if the timeline is fuzzy.
On the funding side, Prime Intellect closed a $130 million Series A and hit $100 million in annualized revenue within its first year. They're focused on open source, distributed AI training infrastructure.
$100 million ARR in year one is not a research project anymore. Enterprise appetite for open distributed training infrastructure is clearly real and growing fast.
And wrapping up OpenClaw, the open source self-hosted AI agent that runs locally with access to files and messaging apps, has spun out into an independent nonprofit foundation. Creator Peter Steinberger joined OpenAI earlier this year, which raised fears the project would get absorbed, but both parties followed through on keeping it independent and vendor neutral.
The Switzerland of AI framing is doing a lot of work there, but for privacy-conscious enterprises and users who don't want to depend on cloud providers, an independent foundation structure is genuinely meaningful. And it keeps that use case alive regardless of what any one company decides to do.
That's everything for July 10th, a massive OpenAI day with real competitive pressure landing from Meta, ByteDance, and Cognition all at once, and some benchmark drama that's going to keep the discourse lively heading into the weekend.
Stay skeptical of any benchmark where the lab publishing the critique is also the one trailing the scoreboard. We'll see you Monday.